discussing this week about the members, the number of people in a Sanhedrin Gadol. It's a bit of a confusing topic, at least growing up. I remember not knowing, was it 70, was it 71, was it 72? And you have different statements in Chazal indicating a different number. So let's go through this so you can understand how many people were actually on the Sanhedrin. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, teaches us that there's a machlokas about the source of how you know there are three dayanim on a regular bezdin. And in that conversation, the Gemara talks about this concept of bezdin nota. A bezdin nota means that you have to have an odd number of dayanim on a bezdin in general. But this way, it has to be able to have a decision. Because if it's an even number, there could be an even split, and you have a draw. You have you're stuck. It's a stalemate. But if there's an odd number, that guarantees that you're going to have an outcome. You're going to have a decision. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yoshia never holds a bezdin nota. He does not hold such a concept, and he has a different source how he knows that there are three people. But there is the position of Rabbi Yonasan, who says that you need bezdin nota. He's just talking that you have to, the pasuk says ad Elohim or ad Elohim is two people. Yavol davar shneim, that's two, and you need bezdin nota to kind of tip the scale to make it three. And then in that whole discussion, while Rabbi Yoshi in general doesn't hold of a bezdin nota, so the Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda agrees that by a bezdin of 23, and a bezdin of 3, you do require a bezdin nota, you do require an odd number. But when it comes to the Sanhedrin Gadol, he's satisfied with simply 70 people. Shivim are enough, so it asks the Ran, why don't we have bezdin nota? How could it be that you have 70 people? Shouldn't you have 71? Shouldn't there be an odd number? So the Ran answers, since there's a mefurish pasuk that says, Shivim anashim shivim ziknei ish, so there, that's going to override this klal. It's a klal that the Chazal cannot use a svara if it's going to go against the pasuk. The pasuk clearly says shivim, you need 70 people, then we could ignore this general svara of bezdin nota. So this is a general concept. The Margolis Hayam, he brings down this concept of the Taz. The Taz writes in a few places, and others have this concept. Chacham can never create something that goes against the mefurish pasuk. The pasuk says something, it's 70 people or whatever the example might be. He goes on to give a few examples. You can't have a svar, you can't have chachamim to go against that mefurish pasuk. So that's the only reason why Rabbi Yehuda does not apply bezdin nota by the case of Sanhedrin Hagadol. Outside of that, we do have bezdin nota by other examples of a bezdin. So let's understand these different shittas: 70, 71, and 72. So the Mishnah, I'm going back now, backtracking, I just wanted to get that out there, the bezdin nota. So we have a mefurish pasuk that says 70 people are part of Sanhedrin. So the Gemara, so the Mishnah quotes in Daf Beis that while Chachamim hold it's 71, Rabbi Yehuda holds it's 70. So what's the machlokas 70 versus 71? If we just said before, the pasuk clearly states it's 70 people. So if you move to Tez Zayin and Beis, which I hope you got a chance to see, the Gemara explains the machlokas between Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda as the number of 70 versus 71. So the Gemara says the very last line of Tez Zayin and Beis, the Gemara states, my time of the Rabbanan. What's the reason why the Rabbanan requires 71? The Amri, they say, Moshe al-Gabayim. Yes, it says 70. It says Shivim Ish in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'yomar Shem Moshe, Esfali Shivim Ish Miziknei Yisrael. Gather for me 70 people, Asher Yadati, that you know, Kiem Zikanim Ha'an, they're the elders, they're the strong ones, they're the wise ones, V'shotrov, they're the leaders, L'kachta Itam El Ol, take them with you, V'yisyatso Sham Imcha, and you should stand along with them. So yes, the Pasuk says 70 people, but it also says, V'yisyatso Sham Imcha, you should stand with them. What does Imcha mean, says the Gemara? Imcha ve'at ba'adayu. You should mamish stand with them. You are going to be one of the members of Sanhedrin, making it 70 plus 1, 71 people. That's the understanding of the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda responds back and says, no, imcha means mishum shechina. You should stand with them because of the shechina. What does it mean, because of the shechina? So Rashi explains on Daf Yud Zayin, the very top line, imcha mishum shechina. Imcha yamdu michutz la'ohel. With you, they should stand outside of the ol moed. V'lo yavo el ol. They should not enter into the ol. Bishum shechina, because the shechina is present. Imcha means you should stand outside with them, or they should stand with you outside. But you are not part of the bezdin. You are not part of the Sanhedrin Agado. So the root of the machlokas is, how do you define the word imcha? Does imcha mean you just stand? They're standing with you, or imcha means mamish? They're with you in terms of the count, the Sanhedrin Hagadah. So that's the basis of this machlokas. How do we paskin? So the Rambam paskin is, of course, you always paskin like the Chachamim, so in which case you paskin 71. So Rambam writes this very clearly. I'm going to just read through the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin. The Rambam writes in Perek Aleph, he says, this is number 4, Kama bate dinim kvum yubi Yisrael, v'kama yumin yanim, how many bate dinim are needed, how many members are each of the bate dinim. So he says, kovim betchila besna gadda b'mikdash. So in terms of making the whole structure, the whole hierarchy of the Bati Dinim, Bezna Gadol comes first. You first establish the Bezna Gadol. They sit at Har Bayis, they sit in the Lishchas HaGazis, adjacent to the Beis HaMikdash. V'hu Nikra, that's what's called Sanhedrin Gadola. U'minyonim, how many members are there of this great Sanhedrin? Shivim V'echad. So clearly the Rambam Paskin is like Shivim V'echad. Shinemar, it says, Esvali Shivim Ish Mizikne Yisrael and Moshe Agabem. He quotes our Pasuk, Shinemar, V'yishatzu Sham Imcha, Hare Shivim V'echad. So he Paskins that way. So now he figures out, how do you know who's number 71? So the Rambam tells us, Hagadda B'chachma Shibakulam, the smartest one amongst them, Moshivin Osa Rosh Alem, he's appointed the head. V'hu, what's we call, that's the Rosh Hashiva. V'hu Shekar Nosa Chachamim Nasi, sometimes he's called the Nasi B'chamakum, it's the same person, Rosh Hashiva, the Nasi, he is the wisest amongst them. And who Ha'ome Tachas Moshe Rabbeinu, he stands in place of Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's the basic Sanhedrin Hagadol. We paskin 71. Okay, excellent, very, very nice. The question becomes, however, there is a Gemara in Megillah which throws us all off. Many of us have seen the Gemara in Megillah, perhaps before we saw the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and we saw this Pasuk Shivim Ish, and again, I remember, as I mentioned before, it always confused me. The Gemara in Megillah tells us the famous Maisa. The famous Maisa is with Maisa Talmi HaMelech, the Greek king. The Tanya Maisi B'Talmi HaMelech Shekine Shivim Ushnayim Zakenim. He gathered together 72 Zakenim. V'chnisan B'Shivim B'Shnayim Batim. He placed them in 72 different houses or rooms. V'lohaya V'lo Gila Lehem Alma Kinsam. He didn't tell them why. He did not reveal why he's putting them in separate houses. I don't know if they were scared or they were just confused. V'nichnatz Eitel Kol Echad V'Echad. After placing them each in a separate house, a separate room, he walked inside each of them and he says, Amar Lehem, Kisvili Torah Moshe, Rabchem, write for me, translate for me the Torah of your Rebbe Moshe Benu. And he wants him to translate it into Greek. So that's what he had done. The king tells you to do something. Of course, he could kill you. So you do what he told you to do. What happened, an incredible nace happened. Nasna Kadesh Baruch Hu Belev Kol Echad V'Echad, Eitza. Kadesh Baruch Hu placed the proper counsel in the heart, in the minds of each of these great Zakenim. V'skimu Kulam L'das Achaz. They all agreed to the same thing. And the Gemara goes on to list a number of the different changes they had done. It wasn't accurate, but there are different changes they had all had been the same page, literally, to explain how to interpret such a way that they shouldn't be insulted. So, some of the examples it says, it says, Esa Adam Tselm, as opposed to Nasa, Pasuk Nasa, let's create Tselm Elkim. That's the Pasuk literally says, but they interpret it as I, Hashem, says, I will create Tselm Elkim, because they did not want the Greeks to suggest maybe there are multiple gods. So they all were on the same page in interpreting a number, like 10 or so examples. But either way, it says 72 people. So, Pashas says it was the 72 members of Sanhedrin. But there are only 71 members of Sanhedrin. And that's the question of the Rashash. So the simple answer is that the Gemara here never says 72 members of Sanhedrin. It just says 72 Zakenim. So it means maybe he chose 72. That was the number that Talmi Melch decided to choose. But it doesn't mean that they were members of Sanhedrin, so on the surface, it doesn't seem like a question to the number. The number still stands at 71. 72 was just the Maisa Haya. It was a 72 people. He chose 72 people. That was the arbitrary number, or maybe there's a reason for that number that Talmi HaMelech chose. So we could get around that problem easily. But what we cannot get around is there's a Gemara in Zvachim Daf Yud Alf Amin Beis. And there, without explaining what the context is, they're having to do with the different dinim of Zvachim, the Gemara says as follows. Gemara quotes that Gemara says, one second, where'd that go? Here we go. The Gemara says as follows, that there was a story of a statement, rather, in the name of Shimon ben Azai. And Amar Shimon ben Azai, Mekubal ani mipi shivim ushnayim zaken, I have a masar from the 72 elders, B'yom shel shivu es Rabbi Elazar b'yeshiva, when they had appointed Rabbi Elazar to be the head of yeshiva, he quoted from 72 people. So that wasn't Talmi HaMelech, this was Shimon ben Azai. So he was quoting 72 people, So doubt was a random 72 people according to him. Seemingly this is referring to the Sanhedrin HaGadol. So again, back to square one. How many people were on Sanhedrin? Was it 71 or was it 72? So we have to understand, let's go back for a second. Before we answer this question, let's go back to understand the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim, 70 versus 71, and then we could perhaps use that to explain this number of 72. So we have go back to the Tosas on Sanhedrin of Gimel Amud Beis. There, Tosas asks a question according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is one who holds Shivim, that there are 70 people on Sanhedrin. And he points from a Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah says, V'hadam Rabbi Yehuda beperka chalil Gemara in Sukkah dafnin alfam abiz gavle akzangia shem etzraim. There was this incredible, this huge shul that they had in Alexandria, Mitzrayim, Egypt. And there were Shahaya ba ein alf kitajiel shazov connected ein alf zakenim self and hedgen gadola. There are 71, I don't know, rows or something of gold, which were connected to 71 members of Sanhedrin HaGadol. So that makes sense according to the Chachamim. They hold 71. Rabbi Yehuda, who he himself is the author of this statement in the Gemara and Sukkah, he says that there are 71 members of the Zakenim of Sanhedrin HaGadol. And that clearly goes against the Gemara here in Sanhedrin, where he holds 70 people. So the Torah Tmima, actually, on this pasuk, he says that there are other girsos that actually say that there are only, this is 70 people in Sanhedrin. In the 70 people in the Alexandria Mitzrayim, it wasn't 71. The Gemara Tzoka is inaccurate. It really should be 70, and everything's consistent according to Yehuda. That's the suggestion made by the Torah Tmima. It's based on the Yushalmi that had such a girsa, that there are 70 rows, not 71 rows. But according to the girsa of the Babli, that's not the case. We have where the Gemara says there are 71 rows. Rabbi Yehuda says 71 rows can negate the 71 members of Sanhedrin. Rabbi Yehuda himself holds that there are only seven people on Sanhedrin HaGadol. So Tosas answers this. He says that, no, you know why? The 71st person was referring to Moshe Agabe. Moshe was on top of them. V'chein b'chol Sanhedrin HaGadol. Every single Sanhedrin HaGadol. Hayasham mufla shubezin shalahim min ha-cheshvin. That wasn't part of the cheshvin. So that was the 71st person. So Marsha says, what do you mean? Moshe Agabeim, that was only according to Chachamim, who hold that there's a 71st person. Rabbi Yehuda felt that Moshe was not Agabeim. Moshe was just standing next to him. He wasn't part of the Cheshbon. So how do you understand this Gemara, that there's a Bezdin, that there's a Muflub of Bezdin, there's someone who's on top of them? So here, this is where the Rashash weighs in. Rashash says, no. Everybody agrees there's a 71st person. There's 70 main people as part of the Sanhedrin HaGadol. And then there's this Mufla Bebezin, there's this Rosh Hashiva, there's a Nasi. The only debate between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim was whether you counted part of the Minyan or not. So Chachamim said that Mufla, that Nasi, that Rosh Hashiva, he was part of the count, so the total was 71. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, yeah, he was present. He was there in the Bezin, but he was not part of the Cheshbon. He was overseeing things. He was a manager, he was a president, he was a CEO, but he wasn't part of the staff, if you will. He says, "Bazeh pligi." Says the Rosh Hashanah. This was the goof of the machlokas. The Rabbanan gamhu minamini. He was part of the count, and you need him for Sanhedrin to convene. You cannot convene Sanhedrin without the 71st person being there, according to the Chachamim. But Rabbi Yehuda felt that he was not part of the Cheshbon. He was not part of the minyan, and you could even have a Sanhedrin Agadah without him being there. Had the Nasi not been present, it still would have been sufficient, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So yes, when the Gemara in Sukkah describes the roles of Alexandria of Mitzrayim, it describes 71. Because there were 71 people that were there, because the 71st person, the Nasi, was present. Even though he wasn't essential, it wasn't necessary, he was still part of Sanhedrin HaGadol, and that's how you get to 71, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Rakech of the Tzavres Panach points out, he says there are a couple of nafkaminas here, about an addition to whether or not that 71st person was part of the Cheshbon, or not part of the Cheshbon. He says, furthermore, the following. There's a klal. We didn't discuss this later on in the Sechta. We're going to discuss who qualifies for being a Dayan. What qualifications are necessary to be a Dayan? And one of the qualifications are that you have to be from your Imo Mi Yisrael. Your mother has to be Jewish. The person was either a Ger, or the person was an Eved Kanani, which means he was not Jewish, and the Jew acquired him as an Eved Kanani. And then the master freed him. He then becomes a ger as well. These are two different types of gerim. So such a ger would be disqualified from being a dayan. That's based on the psukim. So can that 71st person, the nasi, the Rosh Hashiva, is he allowed to be a ger? So if you assume, like the chachamim, that the 71st person, the nasi, must be, he is part of the Cheshbon, then Ger be disqualified. He's a real Dayan. But if you assume he's simply there to oversee, he's there as the manager, he's on top of everybody, but he's not actually part of the Cheshbon, then even a Ger would be acceptable to be a Dayan. So to be the 71st person, because he's not actually a Dayan. And he actually proves, he brings an example, that Ben Aze, Ben Zoma, they were Gerim, and yet still they were considered to be Mufl Bebezin. So he proves from there that, in fact, you don't have to be, you don't have to have the qualifications to be the 71st person. That goes well with Rabbi Huda. He brings in another nafkamina. The Rav Gershavi says another nafkamina is there's a din that you cannot curse a Jew. You cannot curse a Jew, and he wants to know whether or not you would violate cursing a Dayan as well. There's a separate issue to curse a Dayan. So let's say you curse the Nasi. Would you also get the cursing a Dayan? Is he called a Dayan? It's a Chaloshem Dayan of this Nasi. So would there be an additional iser of being Makal Adayin? So if you assume, again, that the 71st person, this Nasi, was Bechlal the Cheshbon, he's Bechlal the Dayanim, so there would be an iser of being Makal Adayin. But if he's simply there just to watch, to oversee, but he's not part of the Cheshbon like Rabbi Huda, then there would not be an additional iser of cursing him because he's not considered a Dayan. So those are the nafkaminas. So we see from here that this 71st person, is he part of the Cheshbon or is he not part of the Cheshbon? That's the understanding of the Rashash. That's the understanding of the Ragachav. Now, how are we going to? How is this going to help us explain the question of 72 or not 72? So we have pretty much with three answers that are found in the Achron. So the Rashash gives two answers. The Rashash says, and I think using this background helps us answer the question, Rashash says as follows. Nearly, number one, he says that number five, this is the last Mar Malkum on the page here. I guess today will be a little bit of a shorter shir. The Gemara says, based on the Rashash as follows. Rashash says, "V'nira li lomar lufi ze de le rabbanon gam kin hayah nasi levad ha'ain alef." Keep it. The rabbanon hold again. Rabbi Huda holds there's 70, and there's a nasi overseeing that. Rabbanon hold there's 71, and there's also a nasi overseeing that. So even Chachamim agree that they're actually 72. Again, "Nir lomar lufi ze de le rabbanon gam kin hayah nasi levad ha'ain alef." The Nasi stood separate from the 71 people. V'tachas Moshe asu l'doros shnayim Nasi v'abezim. So Rashash is mechadish sefalim. Moshe Beinu, of course, was a great man, the greatest Navi ever to exist, our greatest leader. And to replace Moshe Beinu, you have to replace him with two people. There's a Nasi and there's an Avbezdin. So what he's describing here is as follows. When we said Moshe Rabbeinu, that he was part of the count according to Chachamim, that is referring to Moshe Beinu in his job as the Av Bezdin. He was part of the Bezdin as the Av Bezdin, not the Nasi. It's a separate thing. Av Bezdin is the a top executive, but he's not the CEO. He's part of the staff members. He's a very top executive, maybe the vice president, you want to call him. He's part of the staff. He's part of the 71. That's when we said, V'yisyatzu imcha. Imcha, he's with you all together. That's Av Bezdin. But there's another element, another role Moshe Beinu played, which was the Nasi. He was the president of everything. He oversaw the entire Sanhedrin. That was the 72nd person. That 72nd person was not part of the Cheshbon. He oversaw what was going on, but he wasn't actually part of the Din Torah. And that's what it means here, that Tachas Moshe Asu L'Doros Shnai. They made two people. One was the Nasi, who was not part of the Cheshbon, and one was the Abezin, who was the 71st person. And now with this, he says, we can explain the Gemara Megillah, and I'll add the Gemara in Zvachim, where we have a concept of 72 Zakenim, because there really were 72 Zakenim. Ah, there's 71 on Sanhedrin? Yes, 71 was on Sanhedrin Agadol, but there's a 72nd person who certainly was very involved. He served as a Nasi. He was Ben Azai, Ben Zoman, the others throughout history. So that's one suggestion of the Rashash. Then the Rashash makes a second suggestion, a very clever suggestion, which is as follows. We know the Gemara in Brachos talks about an episode whereby there's a bit of a debate of Rabbi Gamliel, how he treated Rabbi Yeshua, and the various occasions whereby he embarrassed Rabbi Yeshua, he made him stand up, and he challenged him. It was based on the sugyas of whether Ma'ariv is Rashus or Chova, and Rabbi Yeshua said one thing, and it was against Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel challenged him, and Rabbi Yeshua, you said otherwise, I heard in your name, stand in your feet and testify that you didn't say that way, and became a whole tumult, and the people in the yeshiva in the base magic got very upset at Rabbi Gamliel. They had him removed from his post, and they had to appoint Rabbi Elazar in place of him, and then he made amends, and then Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar both served as the Nasi, but they took turns, different weeks, different Shabbos, they gave drushes. That's what took place at that time. So he says, based on this, this was not the 72 in general in the Sanhedrin. This was the unique time period whereby both Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer served as co-president, if you will, whereby there were 72. So that's what was going on in the Maisa Talmid HaMelech. It was 72 because those times, it was this Maisa of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Gamliel. But in general, there are only 71. So that was an interesting, a very clever suggestion of the Rashash. And there is a third suggestion, which is not in your Mar Mekomos, but that's found in the Ramban al HaTorah. Ramban writes on this very pasuk. I'll read to you the language, it's not in front of you. Ramban says as follows. He says, the Kibbutz Rabbi Seinu, we have a Masara from our rabbis from the Mishnayos and Sanhedrin. Ki kol Sanhedrin ha-gadola, ha-yoshevetz bebe'i ba'is ha-sham b'makom ha-shayivcha l'shech no-sham. When you have the Bezdin that sits in the Har Ba'is next to the base of Mikdash, yeh minyan ha-shivim. 70 people. That's like Rehud, that sounds like. Va'nasya gabeim kamosha beidu. There's a president on top of them. Hinei heivin shim v'yechon. So that's pretty much the Gemara of the Joshua according to Chachamim. 70 shivim ish in the pasuk plus Moshe Rabbeinu. That's 71. Then he adds v'chein ha'osios b'shem ha'gadol mefurash shivim ushtaim. So Ramban in general gets, you know, Kabbalistic oftentimes al Torah. So he says, there's a name of Hashem's name, which is a 72 name letter name. The Ayin Bey's name is based on a certain gematria of how you spell Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yud Kei Vav Kei can be spelled in different ways. Those who learn this form. So when you spell Yud Kei Vav Kei in a certain way, you know, Yud is spelled Yud Vav Dalet. Hey can be spelled Hey, Hey, Hey Aleph, Hey Yud. So based on different combinations, you could get a gematria of 72. That's a reference to the 72 letter name of Hashem. So he says, the Osios B'Shem Agav the Mafurish, the great name of Hashem, Shivim Ushtaim is 72. Keneged Hasarim, keneged the members of Sanhedrin, V'Hashem HaMayuchad Shu Adon Yachad HaKulam. And plus Hashem himself was on top of them, that's 71 plus 1. Perhaps this is a remiss to the concept when we have Gematria, sometimes we add 1, which is called Im HaKolel. That 1 is referring to Hashem himself. You know, Im HaKolel refers to sometimes the word itself, but others say, Rav Yosef Engel has a nice little shtickle he talks about referring to Hashem. Hashem is the 1. We add Hashem to the Gematria. We have, you know, I always like to share this one, those who don't like Gematrias too much, and especially this ad, so the whole thing's made up, adding by 1, how could that be? Just, add 1, that's how things work out. So there's the Ramah, who everyone holds up, the Ramah, of course. So Ramah tells us in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah that a person should not have an egos on Rosh Hashanah. An egos is a bad simon. Why is egos a bad simon? Because it's the same Gematria as Chet. So do it out, Aleph plus Gimel is 4, plus Vav is 6 is 10, 7 is 17. That's egos. You do Gematria of Chet, 8, 9, and 1, that's 18. Chet is 18, egos is only 17. So it's obviously off by 1. So the answer is that even the Ramah holds of this plus 1, Imakolo. So it's a reference to either the word itself or to Hashem. So the Ramban writes, so again, we have 71 plus the shame of Hashem, Amyuchad, on top of them. And that's what it means, Elokim Nitzav Ba'adas Keil Bekerv Elokim Yishbot. The Kadosh Baruch who stands in the presence of those judging of the Yishbot, Hashem is there too. Ki Hashchina Imahim Lahaskim Ayadim. The Shechina must be present to give his approval, his stamp of approval. That's the 72, that's number 72, that's where it comes from. So the Ramban is not answering this question of Talmi HaMelech, nor is he answering the question of the Gemara in Zvachim, but perhaps it's a reference to the 72, that there's a significance to the number 72 as well. Maybe there's a symbolic zakin that was there, that maybe even though the Rosh Hashanah is referring to, which was connected the 72 members of the Sanhedrin. So let's quickly recap what we had done. I guess a little early, but that's fine. We start by talking about the Machlokes Chacham Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's 70 people on the Sanhedrin. Chacham holds that there's 71 people on the Sanhedrin. That's based on the Machlokes, how to understand the word, V'yisatzu Imcha. Does Imcha mean that Moshe Benu is part of the Cheshbon, or he's not part of the Cheshbon, he's simply there to oversee, but you don't count him as part of the Cheshbon? The Tzavas Panach brought Nafka Minas, whether Ger could be that 71st person or not, whether or not one gets an Isser of being Makalel, the 71st person, is he called a Dayan or is not called a Dayan? And then we discuss that even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that there's 71 people, except it's 70, but that 71st person is simply overseeing what was going on, but he agrees that there's 71. So we took it one step further. Even Chachamim will agree that there's a 72nd person, meaning 71 people are part of the Sanhedrin Gadol. But there's a 72nd person who serves as a Nasi, not part of the Cheshbon, he's not a Dayan, but he's there working as a CEO, if you will, and that's where 72 comes from, that's according to Rashash. or the Rashash is a clever suggestion of it was a time when Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah both served as a Nasi, or perhaps like this Ramban, that maybe it's somehow symbolic of the Shem Hashem, that refers to the number 72. Okay, so we'll stop here. Next week we'll continue. We're going to do the Bam Tosos, or the second of the Bam Tosos, on this Daf still, where it talks about Ein Holchin B'mamon Acha Harov, this concept of, how Dayanim work. It's a deep topic. We're going to be very basic, but just to get, scratch it on the surface.